Welcome to Lipstick Ditties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Ditties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good-ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to Lipstick Biddies podcast. Of course, it is your host, Rachel, here. Y'all, I'm getting back into the routine of recording this podcast. I realized last week's intro was like 8 minutes long, so I'm going to keep this as short as possible so we could get into the episode. Off the top, I just want to remind you guys, really, really, really important, please go register to vote. Most states have their registration deadlines coming up. You cannot vote in the midterm elections that you're having in November without being registered. So in Atlanta, in the state of Georgia, the registration deadline is Monday. I'm going to include a link in the show notes. Please go register to vote. Please make your voice heard this November. It is really, really important. You know that I am really passionate about this, so you'll hear more about it, but you cannot register. You cannot vote unless you're registered. Please, please, please go register to vote. Of course, if you love this content, if you love the podcast, please drop a rating and a review in the Apple Podcast Store or in Spotify. It is always appreciated. Take a screenshot and tag me and our guest. Let us know something that you learned, something you loved, and share it to your Instagram stories. That is a great way to share the word about what we're doing at Lipstick Biddies here. Of course, the other way that you can support me, if you'd like to get some incredible perks and bonus content, we just dropped some new bonus episodes in the Patreon. You could sign up at patreon.com/lipstickbiddies. And one of the perks is when you sign up, you get a podcast shout out. So welcome to our newest patron, Carmen Morietti _MUA. Thank you for joining the Patreon. And our most recent bonus episodes were about being a good assistant and also about burnout and how that affects makeup artists. So make sure to check that out. So for my birthday, we're also going to do a special merch tour collection for Rachel's birthday. It's going to be my Rachel birthday sticker bundle with 3 limited edition designs. It's going to be the 70% alcohol or bust, the Best Biddies sticker, and then the arm tattoo Best Biddies logo sticker for $15, are usually $8 a piece. So you're basically getting one for $1. So like, make sure to check that out, lipstickbiddies.com. It'll be live tomorrow in the merch store on my birthday, October 6th. I'm also going to include in the show notes if you'd like to buy me a coffee or a drink, my Venmo and Cash App. So feel free to do any of those things if you'd like to support your girl on her 34th birthday. So our guest today is the incredibly, incredibly talented makeup artist and kit whisperer to the stars, Grishan Roof. You can find her on Instagram and TikTok at Deepak Chopra. And she is incredible. Not only, she's also, guys, she's like one of the fucking coolest people I've ever met. She's so giving and was so welcoming to me. We did this interview in her home in LA, and I got to spend a lot of time with her. She's just really just a gem of the community because of how welcoming she is. She's very open with questions. She basically like, I mean, she organizes the kits of everybody. Every makeup artist you know probably had their kit organized by Grishan. She knows her shit. We talk about depotting like in the most detailed way in this episode. So I'm asking her like all my questions. We're talking about depotting. We're talking about repressing. We're talking about different vessels you can use to do your depotting and kit condensing and organize what she does, the ways that she gives back to the community because she does so in so many ways. And she also has a collaboration with MYO palettes. So you can probably find her collaboration palettes in your local makeup store. So keep an eye out. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes that we talk about. Also, we're talking about like our Amazon lists in this show notes. You'll see my lists for decanting as well as Grishan's. So if you'd like to support us by purchasing anything through our affiliate links, they're there to do so at your leisure. Make sure to connect with Grishan and also show us your kits. Show us your kitties this episode. We want to see your kits, how they look. We hope that this encourages you to take the steps to downsize your kit, do some self-care, and impress the fuck out of your clients. Enjoy the episode, and I will talk to you next week. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to Lipstick Biddies Podcast. It is your host, Rachel, speaking, of course, the head biddy in charge, the hostess with the mostest for season 3 of Lipstick Biddies. Right? We had to have a really special guest on. And not only is this a very special guest, we're actually doing it in LA in this person's home so graciously open to me, Grishan Roof, aka Deepak Chopra. How are you, Grishan?
I'm well. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited. So, as you know, like I said, this is season 3 of Lipstick Biddies. You and I have been connected for a little bit. I feel like probably like 2 years now, and I've gotten to know you really well. I feel like a lot of people already know you in the makeup community, both like beauty enthusiasts and makeup artists. But for the people who are meeting you for the very first time, can you let them know a little bit about you?
Okay, so I'm Grishan Roof. That's my actual name. I am a professional downsizer and first professional makeup organizer. So I organize kits for makeup artists, also for hairstylists. Sometimes I do their beauty rooms as well. So it really depends. It's very a la carte, if that makes sense. But basically, my goal is for people to get rid of what they don't need, to be very selective with how they build their kits. I also help some people build their kits from zero. A lot of people, you know, there have been so many thefts of kits, so I help people like that as well. So I do a lot of stuff, but I'm not doing application as much. I don't do hair as much. I kept my personal clients, but the rest of the time we're just depotting. And for those that are not familiar with depotting or decanting, it's basically taking something out of its original packaging, make it smaller or make it like put it in a different container, not necessarily smaller, but maybe from glass to plastic, so it's easier to travel with.
Right.
So, you know, like even at home or when we're going on vacation, we take the shampoo out of the big bottle and put it in a small bottle.
Right.
Or you have a big jug of water in the fridge, you put it in a smaller one when you're going to the gym. That alone is decanting.
Right.
It's depotting already.
So right.
Just for people that are not familiar in terms of makeup.
And it's so satisfying. I'm sure, biddies, you have seen one of Grishan, even if you don't follow Grishan yet, which by the way, like go follow her like right now, like pause this episode and go follow her. But you've probably like, even if you don't follow her already, you probably have seen some of her videos because they are so satisfying seeing everything, like all these eyeshadows just broken down from these big bulky containers into like nice little palettes. And even the way that you like scoop cream products is so satisfying. Like the way that it's like
slanted.
And it's like something that like, I feel like only like makeup artists and people that really love makeup can really appreciate like that little slant in like the cream. So how did you even like come up? Cause I know that you call it like a method. Like, is it something that you kind of figured out like through trial and error?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've been depotting since 2015, ever since I finished makeup school. And it's because I tend to carry a lot of stuff. I wasn't good with editing then. So I had a massive kit, but also with bringing hair stuff, it was just too much. So I wanted to bring everything, but just a little of everything. So, and then obviously it evolved into I'm making smaller kits for different clients, which makes my life easy. By the way, this all came about because I'm kind of lazy. I refuse to carry stuff. I always, and people think I'm joking when I say that my son walked at 7 months because I refused to carry him. Because it's just like, I've always had a bad back. So I figured also it's less wasteful because let's face it, all of us makeup lovers, we will buy a whole palette because of that one specific blue or that beautiful purple, and then the rest goes to waste.
Right.
So I made money by taking the stuff I like, and then the other ones I didn't bring on my kit because it's like just, or like I never really gravitated towards my, the makeup I do is very specific. It's for older people. So, you know, I tend to not use a lot of stuff. So I will sell it to clients. Like there's stuff that looks great on blue eyes. Doesn't look great on me. So I would sell it. I'll curate kits for different clients.
Okay.
And that's how I made money in the past.
Oh.
So even though I wasn't as busy as a lot of pro makeup artists, that kept me busy.
Well, I feel like that's like the name of the game too, because if COVID has shown us anything, like there, you have to figure out ways to make money on your existing services.
Correct.
So that you can upsell.
Mm-hmm.
At, before you became a makeup artist, where did you ever have a background in sales, or what were you doing before?
No, no sales at all. I was a preschool teacher.
Oh.
I also worked in home care. That's where I got a lot of my older clients.
Oh.
And I specifically, at some point, would only do older people, like 70 and up.
Like,
that's my jam. It makes my soul happy.
What's your favorite? What is your favorite thing about servicing a client that age?
There's just loyal. Also, yeah. Like, it's not trendy. I am not good with trends. It's not my aesthetic at all. So it just, they just want to look like them, but
better.
Elevated.
Yeah.
So it's, they're not counting each eyelash, or, you know, it's not stressful, but you form a relationship that's kind of, it's deeper.
Yeah. Because
older people, they have more wisdom. So it's like, it's always, it's just such a pleasure to be around them.
Yeah.
I remember we would go to nursing homes just to like do their hair.
Oh, I
you
love
know,
that.
Like, or like, hospitals, when people are getting treatment, you do their nails or give them like mini facials. It was something
yeah.
I always did.
So it's something that like you, like giving back always is like.
Correct. That's, it's like, I feel like sometimes we forget about the older people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of their days are spent, or a lot of their time spent going to appointments, medical this, doctors
right.
this. So it's nice to just make them feel good.
Yeah.
Even just to go to the doctor.
It's true, though. It's like, because they don't take time out for themselves normally. Like, I remember I went home to visit my family last year. I think it was last year. And I just went over to my Nana's house and I was like, oh, I have my makeup kit. Like, can I just, like, play makeup with you? And
mm-hmm.
she was like, oh, my gosh, sure.
Loved it.
And she's 92
mm-hmm.
now. And, like, I did a makeup on her, and I was, like, actually really happy with how it turned out because I hadn't done, like, a super mature client
mm-hmm.
in a really long time. And she was so happy, even
mm-hmm.
though she was just going to take it off.
They're grateful. You
yeah.
feel it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's just, even just to do their brows, the way maybe it looked in their prime, and they're just so happy. Just symmetry, especially when you encounter someone who maybe have had a stroke, so things are not even.
Yeah.
If you can even them out as much, they're just so grateful, and
yeah.
it just makes me happy.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, it's like, it's important that I give back, and like, you know, you've worked with like organizations to help build kits that were like lost and stolen too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. I'm very fortunate that I get to work with a lot of celebrity makeup artists. They get so much PR. They donate them through me. I'm so grateful. That's to even be able to touch their kits. You know, as makeup artists, we always want to see other people's kits. Like, what do they use and so
right.
on this client? And it's just like, it's such a special niche, like a door that's open to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So, but having that, they also donate stuff. And I'm glad that, you know, we're able to help
yeah.
some fellow artists as well.
Yeah. So talking about depotting and now like going into like your Deepak Chopra
mm-hmm.
era. First of all, where does the name come from?
Obviously, it's a play on Deepak Chopra,
yeah.
right? I think it's Amy Richardson, Melissa Street's assistant said to her, you're Deepak Chopra. She's like, oh no, that's Rishan. And then it just like, oh my god, that's perfect. So yeah, we trademarked it.
Oh, you trademarked
oh,
it
yeah.
too. Oh yeah.
Sure.
I trademarked lipstick videos.
Yes.
You have
Smart.
To. You
must.
Have to
mm-hmm.
you have to protect your business.
Mm-hmm.
Especially something like that where it's like that's you.
Correct.
That's
yeah,
you.
It's so yeah, it's like your new identity. And a lot of people call me Deepak. I still don't respond to Deepak. Like, my other name, Samantha, I told you that's my Starbucks name because it's going to be a long conversation in the Starbucks if I have to spell out my actual name. But yeah, I respond to Samantha. But Deepak, not yet. Hopefully soon.
So, Deepak Chopra, so you started working with your clients' kits, you said,
mm-hmm.
and like, you know, curating those. So when were you like, oh, like, I should be doing this for makeup artist? Like, did you have, like, was it, like, a moment, or did people say you should do my kit?
I always did it for friends.
Okay.
And we would kit split. And once again, if you're not familiar, kit splitting is basically saving money and by saving on products. So, for example, let's say I have 40 shades of the Tom Ford lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll do is I'll split it with you. We will depot half for you, half for me. That way we save money. We're also not putting more packaging in the planet. We're also able to use it before it expires.
Yeah.
So those are my ways of giving back to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I always did that with friends. And then, but, you know, we have some clients that they're attached to brands, right? So during the pandemic, I started posting videos of me depotting, so my clients will have peace of mind knowing that I'm still, even though it's not in its original packaging, it's still the same brands they're accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
And since people were home, people were watching. And then Fiona Styles was the first one who hit me up and said, how much would you charge if I have you depot my kit? And that was like such an honor, because she's known for depotting.
Yeah.
And her kit's immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
And just... It's just dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like such a big moment. And then she posted what I did for her. Then all the other celebrity makeup artists came. And now, like, you know, I have a lot of clients too that are not celebrity.
Right.
So it's like some people will bring a kit and they do a lot. They do film, they do bridal. So they'll bring a whole thing here and be like, can you make me 3 kits? Mm-hmm. One for film, one for this, and one for beauty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or like 2 kits, editorial and commercial.
Mm-hmm. Is it the kind of thing where like they tell you the way that they work and then you curate it? Or is it like they're like, I want it to fit into this Zooka bag? Or
You'll be surprised. I give them so much homework. One, I make them edit their kit.
Okay.
Nothing expired. There's stuff that I won't do. I refuse to do.
Okay, what do you refuse to do?
Like lip glosses.
Okay.
And a smaller lip gloss.
Well, yeah. Oh,
it's not
no.
worth the time they're paying me.
I've seen
Can
people
it
do
be
that.
Done?
Yeah.
Yes. But you know, do you know how long it takes? Do you wanna put your money there?
Yeah.
Or also, you know, like sometimes people don't have enough budget. So they give me the stuff they can't do. Like literally liquids and creams are easy. It's
right.
hard to mess that up unless you're nasty. Your station's gross. But powders is a different thing. It's a different
mm-hmm.
method. So I understand sometimes that's all they want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
The pressed pigments.
Mm-hmm.
It's really very different. And some people are like, they want 2 kits because I work in New York. I work in LA. I want it identical.
Yeah.
It's so curated. Some people have me on set. So
mm-hmm.
I can observe them. I'm assisting them, but basically I'm observing and depotting on the corner.
I love this.
So that I, because I can see how they work. Otherwise, they have to send me a video of their existing kit and the stuff they want to incorporate into the kit.
Okay.
Because that gives you an idea of how they work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if you see the videos I have, it's very familiar, yet they're so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know I did it.
Right.
But it's still different because it has to work for the way they work.
Right. Right. So for people that, so like speaking to some of the listeners that are in that camp of, well, I could never depot, I could never take my Chanel foundations out of the containers. Like I could never do that. Like I need to have, like, what's the point in, like, having it in there? You know what I mean?
Well, it's obviously, having it in the original container is the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's tested for stability,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you're worried about, let's say, the formulation changing, because now it's no longer in glass, it's in a airless pump or something. Yeah, that's the thing that could happen. But that's why don't do big containers unless
mm-hmm.
you've already tested. That's what we do here is, we put stuff in new bottles. Like, I literally buy everything.
Brand new.
And I observe them.
Yeah.
So I'm not just going into it, just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have to have input. If you say, like, I want this, like, my flawless filter in this bottle. And I can tell you, no, it doesn't work in that bottle. Or it does, but it'll take me 2 hours. You know, stuff like we've tried and tested stuff for time, for stability, for, I don't know, like obviously aesthetic too.
Right, right.
Some things look great new, but then later on it looks gross.
Well, like airless pumps.
Yeah.
Airless pumps are the bane of my existence. Every time I see someone depot into an airless pump, biddies, if you've ever, you probably know what I'm talking about. It usually gets disgusting really quick, and it oftentimes explodes.
It's the wrong pump.
But like, I've tried so many. No.
Trust me. No, I have stuff in there. You can throw it around. It still works. Because most of the airless pumps are acrylic. Acrylic's very porous. People don't realize.
Right.
So even hitting each other can cross micro tears. Then it's not airless pump anymore. There's already a hole in it. But a lot of our skincare are in airless pump bottles, and we're fine because they're the nicer kinds.
Right.
So you can get nice ones. It's just more expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything like, so I know you don't repress, right? You only take, when we were talking like pigments and stuff like that, you're either depotting them in that you're taking them out of like the original container into like a magnetic palette.
Yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But you don't do like repressing.
I try because a lot of things change. You know, I'm not a cosmetic chemist. I have no background in it. So I don't want to add stuff that make change the formulation. What's the point of buying a $100 quad of eyeshadows if I'm just going to add stuff to it to repress it?
Right.
A lot of my clients refuse. They don't like it. So I feel like I might lose clients. I do repress, though. If I break something or something arrives broken, then I ask a client. We have a letter saying, unfortunately, she didn't make the first move. You know, like, what would you like to do?
Is it DNR?
Yes, exactly. So they have advanced directives. Like, do you want me to repress it? Mm-hmm. And then what shape? Because if you're repressing anyway, ask them the shape.
Right, right. Like,
that's the same reason I don't melt lipsticks and creams.
Right.
Yes, it looks pretty when you give it to them. But a lot of people I know that are in the ends of the cosmetic
chemistry.
Mm-hmm. They say don't do it. Because every product, even if they were poured, they're different temperatures.
Right.
The same thing with pressing. Every product has a different pressure.
Right.
So I'm not going to go in that. It's not my specialty.
Right. Yeah, because people don't realize like you'll mess with like the stability of the product. I always scrape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a scraper.
Girl.
I'm a scraper. I used to though take a hair dryer and like hit the tops of it to smooth it. But then I was like, I can scrape it. Oh my gosh, biddies, I'm gonna have to put like a video up here too. You showed the most. You have to put this on your TikTok. I don't know if it's on your Instagram, but you showed it at some point. Basically, where you took a Vuzet, right? And like, you know, anybody who's done like the depotting of cream products into Vuzets knows you get like the little bit of product like around the rims of the like wells. And I used to sit there with a Q-tip and like meticulously like go around each single one. And then you just literally flip it over onto a paper towel and then you dragged it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like an idiot.
That only works if you're clean. I work so clean. But that's why we do slant.
Yeah.
That way you're only, basically, you're only cleaning half of the well.
Right.
There's a method to everything. I don't put a whole bullet of lipstick in there. Why? You're not ever going to use it. Unless you do bridal.
Yeah.
And like super commercial and these are your, you know, like you're later in your career, you know that these are your go-tos.
Yeah.
If they're purple and orange and green, when are they going to finish a whole thing? Might as well gift it to your assistant.
Right.
Put it in a giveaway in your Instagram.
What I like to do is like when I first, like Artist Kit Company, when I started using their palettes, because they're smaller than, like I used to, before Artist Kit Before Artist Kit Company palettes existed, I was using mostly the Musettes. And the Artist Kit Company palettes, Biddies, if you don't know, it's like very, very like shallow metal pans, very shallow. But I work with like really highly pigmented cream. So even those bigger pans, that's enough for me, at least for a day. So I was like, this was when Van was anonymous. So I didn't even know what I was talking about. I'm talking to him and I was like, damn it, I just bought this Musette. And he was like, well, no, keep the Musette as your library.
That's true.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think of that. So like Biddies. Yeah. So like until the product expired, I would just keep the Musette as my library and then refill it with that. And then obviously have the, I only decant into the little bottles and then I keep, you know, the full size bottles in my backstop. But like, I feel like some people like don't intuitively like know to do that. Not everybody has the same kind of like brain in that they're thinking of those things.
It's self-care.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't get it. It's the best self-care for makeup artists. It's also a business strategy because the money you're not spending on chiropractor bills and your Theragun and your massages and cupping, it's money you're saving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's how I feel about it. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
If your clientele and they're so brand attached or you work for a brand, you might want to keep it there in the original packaging. If you're like an influencer and you need to show the brand, you might not need to depot. But there's also a way you can decant the rest into bottles, keep those at home, so you're bringing half of the content. It's still in the original packaging, but it's not as heavy.
So I could speak to a little bit about like the influencer life, like even like having them, like what I'll do is I keep things decanted, but then sometimes I'll like, I'll throw up like a picture in the back of the actual product so that you don't have to like physically show the container. You're like, this is the, you know, the green screen basically method. You could like show the product. That way you don't have to like feel like you have to like hold on to the packaging. And also like, I feel like something that I posted about recently that a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, that's so genius. Anytime I get any sort of makeup, I pretty much decant. I take half of it and I put it in whatever for my kit. And then the one in the original packaging I keep for myself and I keep half of it. Like you were saying, we went shopping the other day and we went to brunch and you were saying how like you like to try pretty much everything you have to, because you said like basically you're like a car salesman. Yeah. Like, what was the analogy that you give very good analogies.
I have to buy everything so we know how to depot it. It's like, can you imagine if you went to the valet and they say, oh, I can't do this. I've never driven this car. It's kind of embarrassing. So we try to buy as much as we can. Just so, even just one of each, just so we know how to depot it.
Yeah, and the formula. It's just like, it's just like knowing your products as a makeup artist. But when you're getting into like the nitty gritty of like depotting, especially if you want to model your business out of like kind of like what you do, Gershon, I'm sure a lot of people kind of started like delving into that. These are the things that you need to do to establish your authority as an expert in this.
Because let's face it, I get so many DMs and I reply to most of them. How do you depot this? How do you depot this? How do you do this? And then I find out they're depotting now too as a business.
Right.
Biddies, you've heard me so many times raving about how incredible my Patreon community is. And I want to tell you guys about it because it is the best way to support your girl, the HBIC, as we build this Lipstick Biddies community up worldwide. You all want to support me. I appreciate that. It is so much work to run this podcast. It is a one-woman show. We are just starting to up-level with new things like editors and all these crazy things that I'm finally getting to pay for because of the support of my patrons, and I cannot thank you enough. So the Patreon is amazing because you get to support me with a small monthly donation starting at $5 a month. Biddies, that is less than the price of a lipstick, and you get something in return as a thank you from me to you. You get monthly bonus episodes. You get a merch pack. You get a podcast shout out. You get monthly meetups. You get makeup classes. It is incredible. There are different tiers. Pick whichever one's right for you. It is the best way to support me and also connect with biddies around the world, both pro makeup artists and beauty enthusiasts, and also have a little bit more of an intimate experience with your girl. I love my patrons. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. It truly is the best way to help grow this community, and I appreciate all of you so much. Check the link in the show notes or just go to patreon.com/lipstickbiddies. Thanks, biddies, and see you in the Patreon.
You have to do your own research, so we can't rely on other stuff. Like, I feel like I'm Dyson. I told you this. I'm Dyson. I'll come up with the products and everyone's just waiting to, I don't know, copy it or stuff. I have no problems with that.
Yeah.
But I encourage you, this is serious business. So it's someone's livelihood. You can't just do something and then not have tried it first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You didn't practice on these brands, on these certain, because different brands have different pans and different formulas and different packaging. Mm-hmm. It's not a hobby. We have to take it seriously because it's their livelihood.
Right.
We can't be like, oh, shoot, that didn't work out. Let me ask Rashawn. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not how life works.
What has been the hardest, like, do you know offhand, like, the most difficult, like, product that you've ever had to, like, depot?
Mario bronzers.
Really?
The powder, the original first ones. They're beautiful, but they're so soft, and they just, he put so much glue in there, and the pan's so flimsy, and it's so inconsistent because the eyeshadows are easy, the blushes are easy, the highlighters are easy, but the bronzers, it's another animal, and it doesn't repress well either. So that's another thing too. I suggest for those that depot, even though repressing is a thing, try to learn to depot properly. Don't rely on, oh, it's okay if I crack it, I can repress it. We can't work like that. If you're a makeup artist and you're like, I'm just going to do this half-assed makeup and then they're going to fix it in post. That's how it seems like.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Try to learn the right way and be patient. A lot of it is patience.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't depot my pressed powders, but I also don't use pressed powders really in my kit anymore just because I've found it. I use a lot of ColourFix.
Yeah,
And I find I work faster and more hygienically with those ColourFixes as eyeshadows. And then sometimes I'll use powders, but like, just not
very
like
minimal.
Not how I used to, where it was like every eye look was all powder eyeshadows. And also because I don't have to, there's no fallout and stuff like it. It's easier for the way that I work. And then when I used to try to depot my eyeshadows, I would be that person. And then I'd be sitting there with the 99% alcohol, like, and this,
pressing it.
This is like pre, well, I used to be doing this like before it was like a thing. Before, let me show my age. Before the Z Potter, yo, we would sit there and like with a hair straightener.
Me too. I did the hair straightener.
Because back in the day, biddies, the hair straighteners, they were like twice as wide. They weren't like thin. We're talking about
the two inch one.
Yeah, like the 2-inch long like plate. And you'd melt it. And because the MAC shadows would come in singles, like more, you would be buying them more in singles. It's a lot different now because of palettes, you know, after Urban Decay came out with like the Naked one was the very first like eyeshadow palette. But like before that, like when I was coming up as just like loving makeup, like before I became a pro makeup artist, everything was in singles. I had everything in singles. So I was trying to depot them to put into the first thing was the Z palette was the very first magnetic palette. And so I would sit there with my hair straightener
and like, wait. And you can dictate the temperature and stuff. Yeah.
Or I'd be like with a pan on the stove.
Some people will have like a lighter. Yeah. And they're proud of this too. Like, I just used a lighter and a candle. Honey. You like smelling melted
right.
That's
right.
Not my jam at all.
Maybe that's why I'm so special now. Because of all the fumes I was inhaling when I was depotting stuff. But so it's just so funny because it's like things have come such a long way.
I agree. Same thing with everything too. Like before, as you said, there was Z Palette. Now there's Artist Kit Company, there's Kickback, there's Neo.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own. Even like Morphe has their own empty palette.
Right.
And
Nars,
a lot of pros, thank God for pro products that they sell it to us in singles. So hopefully that's the goal too. That's another goal of mine. That just run this, like, just keep making content and maybe they'll see that, oh, there's something to it, to making it easier for artists to depart. Mm-hmm. Because you can give as many PR as you want. You're
right.
Not sure it's going to make it to the kit. Because if it's so heavy and so bulky, they're never going to bring it. They'll take one picture and say, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Thank you, so-and-so.
Yeah.
And that's it. But if brands want to make sure they make it to the pro kits,
yeah,
make it pretty but easy to depot. So it appeals to both consumers and pros.
Are you familiar with Mob Beauty?
Yes.
Yeah. So like, I feel like Mob Beauty is like one of those brands that is like... Mm-hmm. That's like the blueprint of their brand identity, because they're also trying to be sustainable. So if you're not familiar with Mob Beauty, biddies, as a reminder, I always put up a highlight reel from every episode. So I'll post like the things that we mentioned. So I'll repost like a Mob Beauty thing. But basically they have customizable palettes, which are very sleek, minimalist looking, very durable for like the everyday consumer, but they also have like a little hole in the back that you could poke out the product to put in a magnetic one. So you have, I mean, it's run by like one of the co-founders was literally one of the original chemists from MAC.
Correct.
So like, you know what I mean? He wanted to make something that was like a pro line, but also consumer.
And too, right?
Yeah. And even like the mascara tubes come in capsules, and then you can buy the actual component separately. So for pro makeup artists, you could just buy the mascara without the capsule, and it's super slim mascara.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for your kit.
It's just also like, you know how back in the day, the makeup things were like price, like it's almost like an heirloom, you know, like the lipstick is in such a nice container, and you refill it and you always use that thing. So it's like, we have to make things better if we can't make it more like recyclable, like sustainable. Sorry,
yeah.
My English is as you know, it depends. It's like it's almost happy hour.
Like I remember, so with like repressing, like we didn't, you know, we used to not have like, we didn't have Fixie.
Yeah.
Fixie didn't exist.
Fixie
nothing.
Revolutionized it. I think it allowed us to fix our broken makeup at home.
Yeah.
No one's done that before. I think that's such a brilliant idea. And then now with everything else,
the Arbor presses, and like, you know, you have everything. But like, literally, I remember learning off YouTube, you took like a coin and like a tissue, and I was literally like shoving the coin into the thing, and
but
it works.
But you drown it in 99%.
This is my personal stuff, not my kids.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, say, put.
Yeah.
Drown it, drench it in 99, grind it, and
yeah,
then do that, leave it overnight.
Yep.
Hey, we gotta do what we gotta do. But see, that I don't have time for that. I'd rather grind it and use it loose. It still works the same way. I didn't add anything. That's just me.
Do you find, so when we're talking about like Z Potter, which is like basically like
induction stove.
Right. Do you think that the Z Potter, like, is that much different? Because like, I feel like a lot of people use like actual stoves or like coffee.
Z Potter, I think, is the best tool out there.
Yeah.
Because it's induction stove, but it was modified to do makeup specifically. If you use a regular induction stove, it doesn't work as well. It just really doesn't. I don't know what voodoo she did in there. I wish I thought of it.
Genius.
It's just brilliant. I won't do this. I refuse to do this without the Z Potter.
Yeah. Because it makes your life so much easier.
Yeah.
I remember watching you do like one of the Chanel ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something about like luxury packaging though.
Oh,
it's like,
sure.
It's like, you're literally like,
But it's also, but they're so notorious for having so much packaging. Well,
yeah.
I mean, obviously not like Jeffree Star.
Right.
With the whole chest of things and 20 eyeshadows, obviously not like that. But it's also, you don't know what's inside because it's so uniform, black with the Chanel logo. So as a makeup artist, if you had 10 of it, you don't know which is which.
Right.
So our tendency, and you see this a lot, is people open everything and now it's all exposed to germs.
Which we're not, biddies, we know that we should be not doing that now with COVID. You should be keeping your palates
Another
closed.
Thing too is, that's what I mean too, with depotting, it kind of forces you to be more sanitary.
Right.
Because instead of going on someone's lips with a bullet, if it's in a palate, they're forced to scrape.
Right.
They're forced to do this.
Right. And you weren't you saying, I remember I was listening to, we did like an interview in Angelique Velez Coming in Clutch Club. You were in, I believe you were on her podcast. Mm-hmm. I believe you could listen to her episode on Angelique's podcast, Hey Glow Friend, as well. Mm-hmm. You were talking about how like you can like, you can actually like learn a lot. You can almost like do like mood reading, like out of someone's kit. You could like learn a lot about how like they work as an artist just by like.
You can tell. What kind of, you can tell a lot from seeing someone's skit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to be like, if you want to be working more clean, more hygienically, I remember one thing that you were suggesting that like, if you are someone who's tempted to dip into like a cream thing to get the views up with the really small, right?
Oh my God. You remember that.
Yeah. I remember everything.
I had a client and I've seen her work. And she's a double dipper. Mm. So when I, knowing that, when I did her kit, I put her foundations in small wells.
Right.
So she cannot dip her brush or beauty blender in there.
Right.
And go straight on the face. That's just,
yeah.
That's me giving back to the planet.
Yeah.
To the-
But so it's, especially it's like old habits die hard. And if you're someone that's like really trying to consciously change your habits and you know you instinctively will double dip, doing something small, like doing, what is it? The Tahiti, right?
Correct.
The Tahiti one is the Musette that has like the smallest like
wells.
Mm-hmm. It'll like be less tempting because you can't
or,
fit your
you
brush
know, like
there.
Even in the Sephora or the MAC, when you go, the mascaras, the wands are broken off.
Right.
So you do that too for your kids. So it forces you to use disposables. Just trick yourself into doing that.
And the lip glosses, like so lip glosses are one thing. Is that the only thing that you won't depot?
Basically, anything with wands, I try not to.
Yeah.
I feel like they're meant to be there. They're there for a reason. I say no to, especially if I know how they work and they throw things around.
Yeah.
I'll just say, don't do this. Like the airbrush from powder from Charlotte Tilbury. Those are beautiful, but they're very fragile. Even her blushes, even in the original packaging, they're very fragile. So if I know that you're throwing your stuff around, if you bring your suitcase here, it's not even padded, or sometimes it's just a duffel bag with wheels, I won't depot it. I'll just tell you, keep this in here.
Yeah. I keep most of my stuff, like, I guess I kind of like just intuitively like kind of learned by trial and error, because it's only like, I feel like obviously you're doing it for everybody for all these different kits. You have to consider so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you just take like a step back and kind of like really figure out how you work, what you like to work with, it actually becomes pretty easy.
Yeah.
And I can say for myself, as soon as I like depotted my kit, one thing that clients always say to me is that I'm the cleanest, most organized makeup artist they've ever used.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that gets me rebooked because they don't have to worry about, am I going to break out?
That's right.
Like, am I going to have an issue?
And then another thing is it opens your creativity.
Yeah.
Because now that it's lighter, you're able to, and there's like little quantities, right? You're able to bring more. Instead of them being at home. So even the photographers, the clients will say, even the photographers notice that I seem more inspired because now they're all here.
Yeah.
They're not home.
Yeah.
Wasting away.
You also have to be confident in your skin. I feel like the other thing that I'm very confident in and that helped me depot was because I'm very confident in my mixology skills and my knowledge of product formulations so that I don't have to bring three different foundation formulas.
Mm-hmm.
I can make what I need out of two foundation formulas. I can make six different finishes and coverages and formulas.
Mm-hmm.
And then just with color mixing and color matching, same thing, not carrying a whole shade range.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your method, like you could probably, I've seen some of the kits that you do, you depot like a whole shade range, but I'm saying like, at the very like basic of like, if you're really trying to get it really, really condensed, like, mm-hmm.
yeah,
that's where you need
but
to start.
But that's what I mean too. Like, we can tell someone how secure they are.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, it's like, I can't sit here and judge.
Right.
Like, that's like literally the easiest job. But you don't know how fast they need to be.
Yeah.
And they, I just don't have time. Okay, fine. But,
yeah.
you know, I just do what I'm told.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get stuff that are expired. I just say no.
Yeah.
Or, like, I want all of this because they have so much homework. Like, what do you want? How do you want your products arranged? Let's say in a view set or in a palette, do you want your eyeshadows by brand, by color, by shape, by finish? You'll be surprised. Some people
right.
want it by shape.
Okay.
No. No order. They just want it by shape. And some, they want it exactly like it was in the original palette.
Yeah.
Because that's how they remember. And that's if they need to look up what shade it is or need to buy it. Then,
yeah.
You know, some people, they want every eyeshadow labeled. Some
mm-hmm.
people don't care.
Yeah.
But, you know, also when you're later in your career, you do not need to know what shade it is.
Right.
Even if it's
right.
your most used. If it's your most used, you should know what it is.
Yeah, you would know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use, like, when I have my Prush pigment palettes, I have them just separated into, like, cool neutrals, warm neutrals,
mm-hmm.
and brights.
Yeah. So my standard for massive kits, they always have to have neutral matte, neutral shimmer,
mm-hmm.
warm matte, warm shimmer,
yeah.
cool matte, cool shimmer, and then vivid. Because I hate when shimmer mixes with matte. I cannot stand it.
Well, like in the palette. You
yeah,
mean,
because you're
yeah.
not there looking for worse light.
You're right. You're
brown.
Right.
It's like, oh, well, it's shimmery now.
It's
you know?
Shimmery now. No, you're totally right about that one. So what was like, do you recall like your biggest project that you've ever had to do?
It's hard to say. So for example, Priscilla, I've done her kit a few times. So it wasn't one massive event. I've done, like, for Ash, maybe five, six times already.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, she gets this client, so I make a kit for this client, and it's for this face, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't massive that way. I remember, like, with Sarah Tano,
mm-hmm.
she does Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
That was a lot of eyeshadows. I don't even remember. And I remember we had to make three kits out of it. Because just because there was
so much.
So it was, I had to do it by color in a big one, by color in smaller ones, and I think by brand. So I made her an ultra bougie kit.
Yeah.
Because she just had so much.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you should do consulting. Like, you should do, like, kit consulting.
I actually do. I just don't. I do so much that I don't advertise. It's ridiculous. Like,
we're advertising it here.
I've done makeup rooms, but you'll never see me post it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, well, because you're booked and busy.
No, it's just, like, also, I don't want that pressure to be forced to. I enjoy destroying packaging. So, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to teach it.
Yeah.
So it's done right. And I want to teach it in places where they're not as spoiled as we are. We get all these brands of palettes. They have nothing. But they probably have to make it.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll go. They don't
yeah.
have Z powders.
Yeah.
And these things. So maybe I want to go and teach it and, you know, do it the way, you know, in a way that it's with what's available to them.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I would love someone to, well, like I said, like, for me, it's not like, I already pretty much am like good with my kit,
mm-hmm.
but like, I could see you know, like they do like, online personal trainers
mm-hmm.
and they just like give you like a customized workout and diet plan. Like I could see you being like giving someone like a customized plan and like, you don't even do any of the depotting, but
mm-hmm.
being like, here's what I would do this, do
mm-hmm.
this, do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
And even that would just be like super, that would be so helpful. Or like the cheat sheet that I asked you for, like when we talked in Angelique's thing, I was like the Grishan yeses and nos because
mm-hmm.
certain products can't be depotted.
Mm-hmm. Or it's not worth your time.
Okay.
Or if you're amateur, maybe you should leave it alone. I just have stuff like that.
Right. Like we were saying, advanced, you know, novice, medium, yes. and an advanced, like triple diamond level.
Because there's stuff and people are just like, oh, this, I don't want to touch this. This is so delicate. Yeah, it's delicate there. But I can depart that with my non-dominant foot and it'll be safer here. You know, like,
I didn't think of that.
Brow pomades.
Yeah.
Gel liners. They dry out even in the original packaging. Yeah. So I always say put it in pods. It's actually safer there. It's more airtight.
Like the MYO ones?
The glitter ones, they get stuck in the threads and then your things are not airtight anymore.
You mean the MYO pods?
Yeah. Yeah. People make them. Different brands make them.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Biddies, I'll put like a list. I'll put like a shop shelf list in the bio with some of my favorite things and things that we're talking about now so you can like have quick access to the things that we're talking about. But I know like you do a lot of work with MYO. How did that collaborate? I mean, it kind of makes sense, but like how did that collaboration come about? That's like, that was so exciting.
Because we had the same goal. Like, yeah. We're not showing a lot of makeup to brag or to say that, hey, you need to buy all of this. It's actually the opposite. Get rid of the stuff you don't like because we want, it's almost like we want to force the brands to sell them in singles or refillable. So she's very like clean and green. So she just thought it was a good match. And she reached out during the pandemic and said, I'm trying to make a case for this. And I was like, sure. I can't take much credit for the first round. I just had certain requirements because it was the time of COVID too. You know, it's almost paralyzing the fear, right? So there were features that were there because of COVID. Yeah. So obviously people are, you know, it's like less scary now. So there's stuff that we're able to change. But the second round, yes, I'll take credit for that. I needed it to fit six dome powders perfectly. I don't like movement.
Yeah.
The more movement, because people just drag their shit around
and cobble
steps and stuff. Right. So I need stuff to not move. That's why, you know, people always say, you should come up with your own stuff. You should. It's like, look, if I cannot get the magnet of Mio and the strength of AKC palettes, I'm not even going to go there. It's like, make it better than what's out there.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see.
One last question specific to depotting that I had was, what kind of label maker do you use that like,
that's crazy.
So the label maker that Rishan uses, like it literally has like, it prints the logo.
Yeah. So that's when I blew up actually, because a lot of people were scared of depotting because they don't want to lose the brand.
Logo, yeah.
So having the logo printed on each of your bottles, it just elevated depotting.
Yes.
1,000%, which is not real math, but you know what I mean.
Right.
So it's Brother Cube XP. It's huge and it's heavy. There are others that are cheaper, but it's so limited because it only prints in this size. Yeah. I like things that can print in bigger sizes. Yeah. So basically you can take a picture of your face and put that in the thing because it's just screenshot.
Oh.
And then you add it. It's like the easy. I'm not techie at all, but if I'm able to use it, anybody can. And you know, you can put QR codes on your thing. So like, let's say all your kits, all the bags have QR codes. So, and it connects, let's say, to your Instagram. So when somebody finds it, they're forced to scan it and forced to see your Instagram. So that's another, it's a business card.
Yeah.
But not so obviously a business card.
Right.
Some people, I have other clients, we put QR codes. So when she scans it, it takes her to the site to reorder it.
Oh.
To reorder the product. It just makes your life easier.
Wow. Yeah. That's so smart.
It does so many features. It's $1 million. No, it's $300. But it's so worth it.
I think that's
for us.
Yeah.
Because also the speed. Because some will do it, but once again, it's this size.
Yeah.
But it's slower too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think that's going to be like one of my next investments.
It's life changing.
Because it's like, I sometimes I'm triggered. I feel like I'm printing labels for like patient files. That's what it feels like.
That's
and that's what it looks
like.
Like
a dentist. Yeah. Right? No, it's true. It's like in the dentist, in the police.
That's what I feel feel like, because, like, that's, like, all I did. Like, you know, I worked in medical administration for, like, 5 years. So, like, yeah, I love me a label maker, but I look at it and I'm like, eh. And then when I saw yours, I was like, oh, shit, I need that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that, so you just sold me on it.
Yeah, I have an Amazon list.
Okay.
So for people that, and it's broken down, guys. This is so easy.
Yeah.
It's broken down into makeup organization, makeup departing, and then if I have kit hacks called, like, it's tagged kit hacks on the video, everything I use goes on the Amazon. I don't use Amazon all the time. I tend to, so that people from that are not from this country, they can look it up.
Yeah.
And then you can use the keywords. If it's not available in your country, use a keyword and shop where you shop. The proceeds are donated to organizations that fight for human rights.
Amazing.
We match the proceeds and we donate.
Amazing. I love that. We'll videos will include, like I said, we'll include my list, we'll include your Amazon shop as well. So you'll have everything in the show notes as always. And if you're listening to this, you could also check the highlight reel on the Instagram. Anytime you listen to this, I'm going to be keeping them up so it'll just live there forever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know we're kind of like running up on time. But I wanted to, of course, I have my deck of Would You Rather cards with me. They're kind of like dusty. I haven't used them in a minute.
I hope people don't have feelings.
So what's,
entertain them.
What's fun about these are they actually questions that I've asked past guests. So I made them after season one. Like I said, we're on season three. So I made them. Cool. And pretty much all of them are questions that I've asked a past guest.
Okay, cool.
So why don't we pull one for you and then I'll pull one too.
Okay,
so why don't you pick one out of the deck?
Lipstickbiddies.com. So I'm supposed to read it.
Yep. Read out loud.
Would you rather forget your personal makeup bag on a long trip or your luggage with all your clothes get lost? Oh, makeup bag.
Yeah.
I can buy makeup anywhere. I can smell makeup even in a remote area. I know where to go. So yeah, I need to be close.
I bet you I can think of one for you too. Would you rather have to depot 50 eyeshadows, 50 small eyeshadows, or like 50 big blush palettes?
Discriminate. They're all getting depotted.
Are they all?
It matters not. Yeah.
Not even the size. Doesn't matter.
Like, well, yeah.
How fast can you? Okay. What's the fastest that you've ever like depotted like a powder product? Like popped it out?
It depends. Because some, if they're already magnetized, then that's easy.
Yeah.
But I'm really like Fenty, 2 seconds.
I feel like
30 seconds in the Z Potter, it's done.
I feel like
I'm super fast. Like, it's ridiculous.
I wish I thought of this earlier and I had probably more time, like, on this trip. Like, if I was here for, like, 2 months or next time I come out, I would love to do, like, go buy, like, cheap makeup from, like, the Dollar Tree or something.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, have, like a relay race with you to try to, like, depot things. Like,
girl,
it'd be hilarious.
See all that product? I'm not a depot anyway. We don't need to buy.
But like, it would be, I don't know. I was like some sort of relay race would be super fun. Yeah. So your house, by the way, is like all, Grishan's house is like all organized.
I try to be organized.
The fact that my kid is so organized for like how I live, I'm not organized at all. Mm-hmm. It's a goddamn miracle.
It's really, honestly, it goes back to my laziness. I don't want to look for things.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they all have a home. You know, I don't want to refill things. That's why when I depot, I don't depot too little.
Yeah.
Just because I don't have time.
Yeah.
I want it when I run out, it's going to expire anyway.
Yeah.
We're moving on.
Yeah.
Makeup, just there's so much new stuff all the time.
Yeah.
There's no point in holding on to stuff. Like people think I'm a hoarder of makeup. I'm really not. I buy everything, but I give it away.
Yeah.
I sell it. You will not find one expired thing in this house.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing.
You heard it here first, biddies.
Oh, don't be gross.
Don't be gross.
Especially if it's going on somebody's face. Like, take all the risks you want with your face.
That's
but
pretty
for other people's stuff, don't do it.
Whenever something expires out of my kit, I'm like, ooh, new makeup for me.
I know. Yeah, but it's also like you have to make it work like in your life.
Yeah.
You know, you're not, when you're organized with your kit, maybe next is your closet. maybe next is your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You take the ones that deserve to be in your life. You let go of the rest.
Love that.
And that's, it's the same concept.
Clean house.
Yeah.
Clean house.
Clean your house.
Clean your house. So Gershon, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. All the time we've gotten to spend a lot of time together this trip. It's been fun. It's been a good trip. So do you have any parting words of advice for the listeners, whether it's about, being a business owner, depotting, anything that we've kind of talked about or like business advice that you've received over the years, and let us know where we can connect with you on social media.
Oh yeah. Social media, TikTok, Instagram, Depot Chopra. Same with YouTube. I promise I'm going to put stuff in there eventually. And then I'm working with Bags for Makeup. So we make padded bags that are like less maintenance,
mm-hmm.
easy to wipe, easy to clean, especially with time of COVID. It's just, it's tough, but it's also padded so it protects your makeup. But so obviously once you depot, they might be more fragile than its original state.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Mio, obviously I make palettes with Mio. That's great. I support everyone. Send me your stuff. I'll be very honest if they, people are trying to make it in the same industry. What do I want to part? Be fair to you, to your clients. You know, like know your strength and know your weakness and work accordingly. So if you're not good at this, get better.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're more whole, what's that called? Well-rounded.
Well-rounded, yeah.
You know, always just try to make better. Obviously, we've done a lot of stuff in the past, and when we know better, we do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Gershon.
It's so boring, but you know, it's so true. Like, we have to. What's the point of living if you're not just going to try to be better, elevate yourself, your knowledge, your lifestyle?
I love cliche
mm-hmm,
shit.
Because mm-hmm.
like also everybody, you know, when I ask that of every one of my guests,
mm-hmm.
give like a little parting advice. Something that something that I've never heard before, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And it's something that you've heard all your life, but like, that's why I love this podcast and community, because we're here to share
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate having people like you.
And thanks for doing this, because I feel like no one understands you more than makeup artists and makeup lovers, so it's important to build a community. Like, you can run them out at your husband or your partner forever. They don't get it.
No.
Like, only we get
it.
So, like, it's great what you're doing. Thank you.
Aw, I love you, Gershon.
I am. Sorry.
All right, biddies, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Lipstick Biddies podcast. To receive a special surprise from the head biddy in charge in the mail, make sure to drop a review in the app and DM your screenshot to me at Lipstick Biddies. Remember, you are a badass fucking biddy. See you next week.